Listen, I'm on part 13 here, and I remember this message that was in the series, and I remember how impactful it was to me. I don't know how impactful it was to you, but I'm praying that you get it. In case you didn't get it the first time around, I pray that you get this. The Lord wants to add to our faith the fact that there is friendship. I know we're talking about so much at the post, but he wants us to understand the friendship that we have with Christ. And you say, but how do you add friendship and faith? Well, because the type of friend Jesus is, he's the one that no greater love hath no man than one that laid down his life for a friend. And to understand how to become reliant upon Christ for salvation. In this particular relationship, friendship is I mean, my goodness, it's so important. In this particular realm of faith, we need to understand our roles as friends to Christ. It was an unorthodox message, but man, it really hits home. And I think you'll understand it as we go. And God wants to balance this one in us. He chose this one out. And it's funny that he chose it. And I got that from my friend Kurt. And I received that from my friend. And my friend was ministering to me. And I thought, how apropos that we're dealing with this in part 13. And I just really experienced true friendship.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
and it says here, what this is the part where we started to learn about faith as being reliance upon Christ for salvation. So ever since the rhema had come about the post, I had been searching diligently on how to have consistent life-changing experiences. Then the Lord has been showing me piece by piece on how to make going to the post a real part of our authentic faith life. He instructed me on keeping things right with the Holy Spirit. We learned that on how to grieve and quench, not to grieve, not to quench, or not to frustrate him. Now he revealed in this segment the importance of true friendship. You see, with just one word spoken by him at the post, it could free you and I from any situation that we're facing. In any true friendship, nothing is withheld. What's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine type stuff. So we're about to discover a friendship like no other. Christ is a friend like no other. In order to truly connect to his friendship, it's all about reliance upon him.
Amen.
That's the key to being a friend to Jesus, is becoming reliant upon him. You in Christ, in him, he is the ultimate friend that has all resource and all power, which we're going to discover more of. He's the friend that's saying, I want you to. He is a man. You don't know a friend like this one here. There's an old song that said that what a friend we have in Jesus. And it's that old song is so true. It's so true. So if, but in the thing of it is here, if we withhold from him, that's why he begins to withhold from us. Because in this friendship, there's the law of transparency is here. And there are laws that we have to abide by, if so to speak, to really receiving from him. Remember, you as a friend, you know how you go far for your friends and what you will do for your friends. And so we pick up here in Mark chapter 4, and we kind of get a law of how to receive from him. In Mark 4, verse 24, it says, and he said unto them, take heed what you hear, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. There's that measure thing that Elder Allison was talking about. And unto you that hear shall more be given. So now there's a law that's established in Mark 4, and it really directly connects into the friendship thing with Jesus. It really does. If you imbibe, so I'm going to tell you this, if you imbibe this truth, the measure of your receiving will increase dramatically. This is prophetically being spoken to you today. If you imbibe this truth, the measure of your receiving will increase dramatically. The laws of receiving are dependent upon your ability to hear. Really open your minds to this dimension of understanding concerning true friendship. Let it be added to your faith life what kind of friend Christ really is. Let this be added to your faith life, to really discover what kind of friend you have. Because let me tell you something, we can have faith in friends that are true. We can have certain levels of reliance in friends that are true. Imagine understanding the level of friendship that Jesus brings to the table and adding that, or letting that be added to your faith. You know that you have a friend that will stick closer to you than a brother. He will. You know that you have a friend that will never leave you, neither forsake you. Let this be added to our faith life, and let it be added to what we really understand. And let it open up this place of absolute reliance upon Christ for salvation. We all know that is one of the definitions of faith, a reliance upon Christ for salvation. It's amazing how in that reliance that friendship is actually established with him through reliance upon him. That's amazing to me. That's amazing. Now, I ain't going to tell you this now. Some friends, you know, they go with you some of the way, some will go all the way. But Jesus is saying, listen, I'll go with you every step of the way. Amen. Anything you need, I'm right here. But this thing about transparency comes into play. True post experiences will create true transparency. And this is the truth. When you're ever at the post and you're having experience with him, transparency comes into play. So transparency will create true friendship. Like yesterday, that rebuke from Kurt, it really opened me up and I became really transparent before him. I had no other choice. The anointing was there. It made me become transparent. And I also felt another seal and another bond, another level of friendship because of it. Because I'm not, listen, I may be your apostle, but I'm still human. And so for you to be able to sit down with me and tell me truths, man, about me, I appreciate that. And I too will become transparent. And that's what it takes to be the friend with Christ. Let's look at his transparency just for a second. In John chapter 13, verses 3-4, it says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. Verse 4 says, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. Now, we all learned about Jesus's humility here, but I saw something different. He showed me something different, more than just humility. Jesus here doesn't just show tremendous humility. He shows how transparent he was as their friend. He laid aside his garments. The Lord essentially got naked before his friends, before his disciples, showing transparency, not just humility, but he was saying here, I have nothing to hide from you. This is exactly the transparency he expects us to have when we come to the post, that we have nothing to hide from him. That as a friend here on earth, he hides nothing from us. In fact, he told his disciples in the end of this message, you'll see it again. He said, I've told you everything that my Father has ever said to me. I've let you know everything. I've kept nothing from you. This is what creates true friendship with Christ. We can be naked before him and let him, my goodness, remove all the shame. This is what he's expecting from us. So you're probably saying, how in the world does he derive with all this? So let's go. In the book of Proverbs, here's where it all started out. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, it says, a man that hath friends must shew himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Mm. So we've already established. So now, if you have friends, you have to show yourself friendly. And we already established the truth that our friend can do all things. Our friend has unlimited resources, endowments of all kinds. And it's his absolute good pleasure to give everything to us. That's our friend. The only one thing he wants in return is that we show ourselves friendly. And I didn't realize this, but he educated me at the post that as I open up, I am actually really a friend to Christ, a friend to the anointing, a friend that as I become transparent and you become transparent, add this to your faith. You have opened up a realm of friendship And now showing yourself friendly means this, to be broken. It means broken into pieces. You're not hiding anything. You're open. You have full expression here. You're absolutely broken before him. Absolutely broken. If you're going to have true, authentic post experiences, you're going to have to show yourself friendly. You can't come there trying to hide something. You got to be able to open up. Listen, he broke me down yesterday. I keep using it, but it's real. I wasn't really showing myself friendly here in an area that I knew was lodged there. I wasn't broken. I was still walking in my own opinion on what how I would do things concerning the doctors. I wasn't broken. So now I can't get the anointing into an area that I need it because I'm really not showing myself friendly. I'm hiding this from my friend. I'm not walking in truth with my friend. And so therefore, I can't really get his extension. I can't get his help. I can't receive his relief. I can't receive his aid. To show myself friendly means I come broken before him, broken into pieces. Somebody say amen if you're with me.
Amen. Amen.
In the book of Psalms 34 and 18, it says here, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Come on, we're adding this to our faith now. You're dealing with a friend that has all things. You're dealing with a God that has all things. All dominion and all power belongs to him. And now he's saying, I'm near them that come to me that are of a broken heart. Now, my broken heart now is a part of my transparency. It's a part of me showing myself to be a true friend to him. Now, watch this. The word heart, I thought it was really powerful. The word heart means the will and even the intellect. It means the mind, which we all know. It means understanding or wisdom. One definition stuck out to me strongly. The word resolution. The word heart means resolution. The word resolution means a firm decision to do or not to do something. If your resolution isn't broken, if you have a firm decision that you live by, a code that you live by, and you're not willing to let that be broken before him, you're not showing yourself friendly. And therefore, your friend that wants to give you all things and give you aid and relief, he's stopped from being able to give you that post experience that will bring forth manifestation and break the chains of bondage right up off your life. If you're holding a firm decision to do or maybe not to do something and you're not broken there, that's not real. And you can imbibe this. You can feel it. That's not real friendship. If you have a resolve within you that you're keeping to yourself and you're not taking his will and intellect, his mind, his glory, his opinion, then basically you're not being a real friend to Christ. Now, I'm speaking about Christ here, people. I'm not speaking about human friendship because you're dealing with a friend here that is beyond. I'm dealing with the God of all things, the God of heaven and earth we're talking about here. So there is no opinions that you can hold. There are no facts outside of his that you think you have. So basically, you just are broken before him. And it's amazing that he puts it this way for us. And you're going to see in scripture again that this is the way. How can I say this? I'm not talking about to where Christ becomes a dictator in your life, but because he understands what he has to offer, because he knows that he's the God of all wisdom, the God of all understanding, he wants you to enjoin, and listen to that word, he wants you to enjoin unto him.
Yes.
And your friendship level, it flows from him. He wants you to connect his mind to your mind, his resource to your resource. He wants to show himself friendly to you. There's nothing, he said, listen. There's nothing that you can give me that I don't already have. I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. There's nothing in this friendship, and that's why I said you're about to find a friendship, a relationship like you've never known. In this friendship, it's all about him giving and you receiving. And the only thing you give back to him is praise and honor and glory. You praise him, you worship him. But it's there's a friendship. It seems a little bit weird, but it's real. In this friendship, he just wants to bestow everything upon you. That's why he came and gave his life so that you could live. This is what your friend, this is the type of friendship it is. And he wants you to have a revelation of it when you're coming to the post. That you have a friend that's ready to release healing, peace, joy, prosperity, courage. Whatever you need is here. But if you're carrying things, if you're bringing your own intellect, you're hindering the friendship with him. If you're carrying your own resolutions, you got your own answers to whatever problems, you're hindering a true friendship. I know it sounds crazy, but it sounds one-sided. But listen here, God's inheritance is his people. That's all he wants. It's for you to call on him, for you to really lean on him. For you, that one definition you're going to see means to pressure him. That's showing friendship toward him. Watch this. Watch this. Our wills and mindsets and understandings have to be broken. But here we see our firm decisions need to be also broken. Places where we are stuck in our ways must be broken. If we are to be true friends of Christ, we will need to be in his opinions and views, his glory at all times. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Again, there is no, he's not coming down to your level in agreement. We're rising up to his because he's perfect.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our righteousness is as filthy rags. So what are we going to bring to the table? There's nothing that we can bring to the table but a broken spirit and a contrite heart. That's what opens the door of friendship with Christ. It says in Psalms 51, 16, verses 16 and 17, for thou desirest not sacrifice. Listen, what are you going to give him? For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. None of that pleases him. This is what pleases him. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. Contrite again, to be crushed into pieces. This is what he's wanting. This is how we connect. You don't just have a friend, but you got like a bodyguard, a watchdog, if you will. You got somebody that just wants to pour out everything he's got on your life and in your life. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the worlds and they that dwell therein. There's really nothing else you can give him. So to ascend into a place of friendship with him, to understand and have faith and reliance upon Christ for salvation, you got to understand how to connect yourself to him. You got to understand how to connect yourself to him. He doesn't take pride in your pride. He takes pride in the fact that you do things the way that he taught you, because he is perfect. He's just. Everything about him is flawless. And so he wants you to ascend to the highest level. And in order to be a friend to him, you have to adapt to who he is. Watch this here. When we are finding blots at the post, and this is why this message derived, how broken are we truly when it comes to our opinions and views? How broken are we when there's a block there and there's not manifestation flowing? There's things are slowed down and sometimes completely in, sometimes going in reverse. Oftentimes he won't put his temperament on us because we aren't broken enough in said areas. This isn't showing ourselves friendly. The result is he won't speak or reveal on the level we need or want him to until we are truly broken. Now we're gonna sit on John 15, 13 through 15 for a second. We're gonna sit here for a minute. Listen to this. It says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. Why? For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And I sat there for a minute. I said, wait a minute. You gave us everything. Listen, Jesus did the same thing he's asking us to do. He did the same thing. He said, I gave you all that I heard from my Father. In other words, Jesus said, I never became a personal friend to you outside of my Father. I never became a personal friend to you. I never gave you my own opinion. I never gave you a point of view. I never gave you what Jesus, the man, was thinking. I only gave you the highest level of friendship. And that was what my Father was saying to me. I made you know, and that's what the friendship I gave to you. Think about that. Jesus, the man, even when they wanted to hang with the man, when they loved just the man, he never, ever, ever, he fought against it in Gethsemane because he didn't want to leave. He didn't want to go, but that was the man's opinion. So he fought against it and did not stop. He stayed within the Father's opinion to give them the ultimate friendship. Of greater love hath no man than one that would lay down his life for a friend. He didn't. And that's what he's saying, guys. I need this in return if we're going to be friends. Don't give me your opinions. Don't bring me your resolutions. I never gave of myself. Everything I gave that was of my Father. Giving you the highest level of friendship. And he says here, you are my friends in verse 14. If you do what I command you, sounds like a rough one. And I, man, this is one of my favorite scriptures because when you understand what he's saying here, you are my friends. If you listen, command does not mean tell you what to do or give you orders. That's not what he's saying. The word command means this, to enjoin. You are my friends if you enjoin yourself to me. Enjoin your thoughts with my thoughts. Enjoying your opinions to my opinions. This is how we become friends, when you enjoin yourself to me. The word enjoin means put the pressure on me. The word enjoin means lean on, call on, appeal to me. Lord. My goodness, you can even beg me. That's enjoining yourself to me. Some of you say, man, that's not faith. Yes, it is. It is faith. Because faith is a reliance upon Christ for salvation. He said, if you do as I command you, if you enjoin yourself, we are friends. We are friends because I and the Father, I and my Father are one. That's why I never gave you of myself, because my Father is greater than I. I always gave you the greater love. I always gave you the greater peace, the greater joy. I've always gave you the greater level of friendship. I never gave you one day, Jesus, the man. So if you enjoin yourself to me, then we can be friends too. And I can show you how I laid my life down for you. I can show you and release unto you the endowments and the breakthroughs that you're looking for. I can give you all that you need here, but you must enjoin yourself to me. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known to you. So come on. Let this be added to your faith, that you have a friend at the post. You have a friend here waiting to give what's his is yours. The earth is mine in the fullness thereof, the worlds and they that dwell therein. He told me to say this one time, and I had a hard time doing it, as I've told you guys in the past. He said, say the earth is Todd's in the fullness thereof. He said, say the earth is Todd's. He said, because what's mine is yours. Your joint heir with me. That's the friendship he wants to reveal. That's the level of friendship. And in this friendship, and that makes me really understand something really powerful, that in his enjoining myself to him, not coming with my opinions and point of views and opening up to him, being transparent, even in this, he's showing tremendous friendship because he's taking me out of just thinking that does that as a man thinketh. He's taking me out of thinking wrong and negatively. He's taking me out of the realm of thought that just, I don't want to be that way. As a man thinketh, so is he. I don't want to think any other type of way. I want to think at the highest level and become the highest level of person or being that I can possibly be. So even in it causing us to have this enjoining in the minds, it's still his friendship unto us.
Amen.
Because he's bringing us into the highest quality of life. I've come to give you life, he said, and life more abundantly. So it's not a dictatorship, people. It's not a tough command. Man, it's really a blessing. And he says, to be my friend, you come broken. You come transparent. You come with a broken spirit, a contrite heart. You open up to me. And as I see you open, I will pour in to the areas that are broken in you. And I'll make those broken areas whole. I'll make you just like me. How much more can friends be in agreement but to have the same exact mindset? If you don't recognize in the natural your friend, you're friends with someone because you have something in common. And he's trying to bring you to his commonality. He's trying to bring you to his level. That's friendship. And so the Lord really ministered this to us and balancing us. And when he first gave it to us, I thought it was something really special. I really did, because I never had a friendship quite like this here, to where you want me to pressure you and lean on you. But he's saying, yeah, you're going to pressure and lean on me, but do it from a place where you're broken. Do it from a place where you're being transparent. Don't just lean on me for money. Don't just lean on me for the material things, but pressure me in the areas where you really are broken, but you don't like to talk about it. Pressure me in the areas that you're going through, but you never, ever, never reveal it. Talk to me. He wants an in on every part of your being. Every part, every filthy, dirty thing about you, he wants in on it. And that's what he's talking about with friendship, that nothing is hidden. Everything is revealed. So yeah, you can be naked and not ashamed before him. And that's real friendship unto him. Truly it is. And if he sees that, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So add to your faith today that Christ is a friend waiting for you at the post. Add to your faith today what type of friend he is. He laid down his entire life for you. Now, what else would he withhold? Amen. Amen. So can you imagine having a friend that only wants you to lean on him and put the pressure on him, to call upon him, to even beg him when you're in trouble, when you need things done? This is the return that he is looking for to authentic, true friendship. This is what he's looking for. He's looking for you to lean, looking for you to call upon, beg if necessary. He wants to know that all your eggs are in his basket, that there is no one else that you're looking for salvation. In order for you to do this, you have to truly be willing to be broken in any and all of your opinions and views. It may not sound like it, but this is the just living by faith. Remember, faith also means a reliance upon Christ for salvation. And I'm finished right there, everybody.
Amen. Amen, Lord.